first name, and it's Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N.
Uh-huh.
And it's 504-729-1302.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you guys this verbally, and then I'm going to have a letter, an official letter issued, as well as the factualized trust. I'm actually in there giving you all the detail of title and ownership, as well as account name, account identification, with the last four numbers of the account, where it was, where the originating cash transfer that went from his account to the USAA account, and then from USAA, he wired the money over to you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you the originating account where all that money originally came from.
Okay.
That's one. Two, you're also going to have the entire title of his ownership, okay? Complete ownership and title of that account. And he's got sole administration and sole management and issuing from this originating account where the money that you guys are in possession of came from.
Okay.
Now someone, I'm sure if it's from the originating bank where this money came from, or if it's USAA, somebody in there is messing with it, and they don't have authority, they don't have standing, and they have no jurisdiction to demand that money back. Randy is the sole administrator, okay, and issuer from that account. And he is not, and Randy, I want you to either verify or clarify or correct my statement here. Randall Keyes being is not authorizing, nor has he authorized anyone to request that money back.
Correct.
In any form.
Correct.
Is that clear, gentlemen? Have you received that message?
Yes.
Now I'm going to give you all the legal and lawful documents that you need so that your bank knows it doesn't have to follow whatever order, because I'm still not sure what order this bank, your president, Brad Cohen, has received. But I can tell you, his bank, your bank, Whitney Bank, has no authority whatsoever from Randall. It's your money to send that back. There's Randy Bean has not issued any order to request, demand, or otherwise return any of the funds he has paid you out. Those are yours. Is that correct, Randy?
That is correct.
So I will give you guys all the documentation you need for your bank, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to give USAA Bank the same complete documents just in case it's not them and it's someone playing dirty inside the originating bank where all the funds originally came from.
Okay.
Now I'm also going to give you a sworn and notarized declaration stating everything we just said as far as Randall Keith Bean has not authorized nor authorized anyone to demand, request, or otherwise cause the cash he paid you to be returned, and that it is yours free and clear of any claim or of return, reversal, etc. Those are the actions that are going to be taken, gentlemen.
Alright.
While I go and handle, you have to figure out, an investigation is now going to be officially opened to discover who is playing dirty, whether it's USAA or the originating bank, where the funds actually came from, which you have in hand. Okay?
Okay.
Why don't we get this gentleman on the phone, that David Parker, from USAA,
sure,
so we can all kind of hear what is going on. And
that is perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Do you mind doing a conference call on your phone? That way, because he originally called you.
Right? Well, I'm not. I'm not as sophisticated as conference calling, but I can make a call from this other, my cell phone here, to him. And
we just need to have it on speaker.
So absolutely.
We can hear him.
Heather, I'm going to run to the restroom, so I'm stepping out a minute.
Okay, why don't we, Mr. Flores or Mr. Byrne? I'm not sure. I don't know your voices yet. So whoever's going to initiate this call, can we just give a few minutes here so that we can have everyone in the room when we do this, please?
Sure. If this is USAA, it's gonna take me a long time
to get a person.
So,
well, then why don't we do this? I'm standing by. Why don't you call me as soon as you have them on the line?
Well, I'll have you hang right here just for a second, because
I have no problem waiting on the line. That's fine.
Not a member. Press 1.
Gentlemen, why don't we do this?
I'm back.
This is what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to call this number, all right? And I'm going to actually have you on the call with me. And I'm going to leave a message.
Welcome to USAA.
Here, hold on 1 second. Yes.
Okay. And which of the following can I help you with? Claims, verify coverage, verify funds, payout quotes. Or you can say it's none of those.
None of those.
It would be none of them.
All right. For information about becoming a member, say membership information. Otherwise, simply tell me what you need. For example, say file an auto claim or verify coverage.
Speak to David Parker.
You want to reach someone, right?
Correct.
Say, you can say the product or account that you're calling about, like auto insurance or checking. Or say things like membership information, verifying.
Wow.
We're gonna do this a little easier.
Mr. Forbes and Mr. Byrne,
yes.
Do you have someone in your office that does know how to do a conference call and add multiple participants?
Yeah, the thing is if you get three people on, if you get three
right?
people on and call this thing, it will boot you up.
Well, what I'm wondering is, if you call this number first and then add me in, will we all be able to be connected?
They won't communicate that way. It's got to be a member.
Your call may be monitored.
Or
should we call from my phone?
Are you a member then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my bank.
Hold on. Hopefully we can.
Okay, wait a minute. Guys, hold on. All right. Let's hang up. Let's figure this out here, okay?
Okay, it's hung up.
Okay, guys. The key thing is that all of us are on the call together so that everyone's on the same page to figure out, number one, what department does this guy even work for? We don't even know that.
Right.
And then number two is to figure out what the position is. Obviously, we all kind of know that he wants to know where the collateral is to see that it's still on premise. because if it's not on premise, they are going to do an official demand over to you guys for the cash. They can't.
Correct.
By law. Okay, so you don't have to return the cash, and you can't return the cash by law unless you have the collateral.
Correct.
Or then, as they take other action in order to repossess the collateral, but yet they have no standing because it's already paid for. You guys have it, and he's got the collateral, or he's got the actual vehicle. It's a done deal by law.
Correct.
Okay? So, here's what I want to do. This something doesn't smell right. I don't know about you boys and what your feelings are, but I can tell you from a legal standpoint, a professional standpoint, and working at the highest levels of bank trade and finance, as well as collections and everything else, this doesn't smell right. And I want to know all the details so I know exactly who's done what, and I know what actions are appropriate to take at that point. Right now, you have the cash, and I'm working diligently. I'm opening up an investigation on this, and so I would like permission from Brad Cohen, and like I said, I can do the call with Mr. Cohen to be able to speak with his bank to see exactly what demand they got this morning that would prompt them to contact your president to say that someone's requesting the money back. That's very important. I need to know who initiated that request or purported request.
Well, it would have been USAA.
To be a banker. That's the thing, though. They're going to have a specific name, correct?
Should be David Parker. David K.
Maybe,
Parker.
I don't know. I don't know at this point. I'm not going to make any presumptions, gentlemen. If Brad Cohen can tell me and have his Whitney Bank officer on there saying, we were contacted by so-and-so, I can actually, through forensic auditing, follow the trail back and either find the culprit at USAA or the originating bank. I'm not even going to presume that it's just USAA. I'm going to say wherever the money was sitting, somewhere along that line, from it going from there to USAA to you guys, somebody is dirty dealing here. And I need to know who it is. Because I'm not going to go in and do a fishing expedition at USAA if it's the originating, and vice versa. These kinds of investigations affect their ability to operate, and especially in the commercial world.
Right.
So I want to find out all the data first, and then figure out what official actions have to be taken. Meanwhile, you and Randy are in your positions, and you are completely, legally and lawfully in your positions. And I will make sure you have all the data so that you can see Randy is completely legally and lawfully in his position and his ownership and his title. Right. For the cash that he gave you, as well as now for the possession of the RV.
I just tried to help out.
Okay? All right. Gentlemen, Mr. Flores and Mr. Burns, are you guys able to contact Brett Cohen and tell him that you have Randall's attorney available, standing by, be able to speak with him to figure out who at USAA besides David Parker that I may need to speak to and what number I can reach them specifically at. And I have no problem doing that call with Mr. Cohen on the line because I want you guys involved with the information so that you feel more secure in your position and title, not just with Randall's proof over to you guys.
Right. Yeah, we can get a hold of Brad.
Just tell Brad you've got Randy's lawyer, and I'm willing, all this will be made visible and transparent to you guys. That's important, especially in your commercial world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to call him and then have him call you? And then he can
call. Yeah, I invite you to give him my name and my number.
Right.
Okay. And I will speak with Mr. Cohen and Randy.
Yes.
I'm also going to ask that you be on the call with me to verify, correct, et cetera, like we just did with Mr. Byrne and Mr. Nelson.
Okay.
So if he has any questions regarding your title and authority, that he knows, verify for him that I'm your lawyer.
Okay.
And that we can do this call because we need to get down to the bottom of this.
Right.
This is a serious offense.
Right.
All right.
Someone is essentially trying to commit theft.
Right.
By asking for this money back.
Right.
And denying you access, Randy, and denying these guys their property, which is lawfully theirs now.
Exactly.
And that's fraud as well.
Right.
As well as identity, so I can throw out a whole list.
Right.
But before we get there, let's just figure out what the facts are.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let me do this.
Okay, so Mr.
I'll get a hold of
you. Go ahead, Mr. Byrne.
No, this is Don. Nelson.
Nelson,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
let me call Brad. I'll have him call you, and then I'll have him conference us in on it, okay?
Oh, that would be great.
All right.
Because I don't want, there's another issue here. I don't want someone being sent to your physical location and shaking you guys down either.
Right.
Unjustly and unduly. We're not playing any bully games here, and that's something I'm an expert in, okay?
Okay.
So let's get you guys protected while we figure this all out so that there's no issues whatsoever. If they want to give us their lawyer so I can actually work with someone to figure out what's going on, not you guys, but USAA and the originating bank where Randy's, you know, cash came from, then I will do that too. So please set up with Brad.
Okay.
And whenever you guys are ready to got everyone at the table, you conference me in and I'm standing by.
Okay. Alright. Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Mr. Forrest and Mr. Byrne. I look forward to the return call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye guys. Bye, Randy.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Alright, where's...
There's that.
Oh. Okay. Turn around, Mom.
She will have the CIA and the Secret Service involved in this as well, so that's what of course she wants to get to the bottom of it.
What's that? No. Yep.
Brad, Miss Don.
All right. Okay, what's the name?
Brad. Ms. Don. All right, we've got Mr. Bean in the office with him.
I think they've got confused on the wires.
They
were two wires, probably one for the bus and one for the RV, and somewhere in their department, when they're trying to avoid the transaction, I think they had the wrong.
Mr. Cole?
Other than to keep the money, that's what I'll have to talk to my lawyers and we'll decide what needs to be done. So I think we'll get
Yes, yeah.
If you want it to be redone.
Exactly.
We did cancel that check recently, two days ago?
Over the weekend, over the course of the weekend. That is correct, yes.
So that said wire or check was duly canceled. So it looks like there's just a mix up here, and I hope that's the case. But I would still like us to work to reconfirm that so that we can keep lawyers happy and keep the clients with their property, their lawful property.
You got it. This is a side note. I don't know if you've coordinated.
All right.
We're taking care of. In fact, that's why Randy is going to be. He and I are going to be getting together here very shortly. Either me coming to him or him coming to me, so that we can go ahead and get all the tabbing. Right now we've got the MSO, and we got to figure out where we want to put it. So I can do the paperwork for him. He's got to figure out where he wants to put it, so I can put it in correctly to the factual talk and all that. So I am still going for your lawyer.
Someone just tried to call me from New Orleans, Heather.
What?
Someone just tried to call me from New Orleans. I don't know.
Who's speaking?
This is Randy.
Oh, Randy. Someone tried to call you from New Orleans?
Yeah. They tried twice in a row right now.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll situate that in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 865-966-0701.
Can I repeat that back to you? Because you kind of sound like you're
halfway
out of the room there.
All right.
865. Yeah. 966-0701.
That's it.
And is that where you're viewing, where you guys do this, like, your locator?
Yes.
Okay, and then you'll go ahead and you'll pass it forward to you, Mr. Cohen. Is that right?
Yes. Right.
So I don't know what Louisiana.
I don't either.
Whitney Bank. 504
is Whitney Bank. Yeah, if it's
504. So possibly it was Whitney Bank calling here.
Yeah.
What's the number?
It was 504-729-1302.
That's Lauren.
Oh, then that's Whitney Bank.
That's Lauren. Whitney Bank.
Conversation because we're running simultaneous investigation.
You want me to add a right?
Who's that person?
U.S.
This one is from USA. You'd want to speak to the attorney.
Hello? Okay, you got Lauren with you back?
Yes.
On the phone? Okay.
Hi, Lauren. My name is Heather and Choo-Choo Giraffe. I'm Rainbow Keith's lawyer. Okay, and I'm working with Mr. Burr, Mr. Forbes, and Mr. Cohen here to figure out what's gone on. And I will just state for the record here, and Randall will confirm it for you on the phone so you can hear. He has not authorized at all a demand or request for return of the funds from Mr. Cohen's organization. It's a done deal.
Okay.
And he has not authorized anyone to make such a request at all. So I need to figure out here, so I'm going to be opening up an official investigation from our end and running it simultaneously because somebody somewhere, and it may be just a mix-up because he has a couple vehicle deals going down. One's already completed with the RV, and then there's a red truck that he purchased from another one, and we have to actually do the paperwork on that purchase because they put it in his name and not in his trust name. The trust is actually purchasing the property.
Okay.
And so there were two Fed wires, well, two withdrawals to pay for this. The RV was done by a Fed wire. The other one was done by a check. And he canceled the check for the Fed, however they issued it. He canceled that because I didn't want there to be where some one party has the property, the other one hasn't exchanged the property. And so he gave the truck back. They tore up the paperwork. He canceled the check. And we're redoing with Mr. Dwayne Griffiths from the dealership, we're redoing the purchase right now.
Okay.
So what I've discussed with these gentlemen, I wanted to understand exactly who requested the funds be returned, under what communication they did that, because there is a specific, I was in the highest level of the bank trade and finance, so I need to know what vehicle they used, what communication they used to demand that request. Was it done just by the phone, or did they actually put something in the Fed wire transmission system to request that back officially, or I'm just not quite sure. I need to find that information and figure out who did it and why.
See, and that's where I'm confused, because, you know, I've been in conversation with USAA Bank. They're stating something regarding a red truck or a rig. And I'm not sure if it's just a miscommunication. And so that's why, you know, they have submitted a hold harmless. However, I said you need to get something from your customer stating that he is recalling this wire. I said, because I'm getting information from our customer that everything is legit.
Yep. Randall, can you please confirm? Randall Keating is the purchaser of this RV. He's the one that paid it with his funds from his account, okay? And Randall, can you please confirm for her that you have not requested, made any request whatsoever for that money back, that this is a done deal?
This is correct. I have not made any request for any funds to be withdrawn. This is a done deal.
Is there anything that I can get from the customer,
from
Mr. B, stating that this wire is legit? It is valid, and that there was another instance where he had provided a check for a truck, which has been since canceled, and the agreement is being redone with another institution. Is that correct? I mean, with another.
Yeah, and it's a whole separate deal with a whole separate organization.
Okay.
Lauren, I'm gonna do you one better, and I'm also gonna make. I've already discussed this with Mr. Cohen and his. His colleagues here, is that I will do prepare the declaration for Mr. Bean here. Fine. Do you want these notarized, by the way?
I mean, if you don't mind.
No. I need to know what your requirements are. They're going to make it secure. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get the declaration as you just requested. Okay. And
you would be greatly appreciated.
Not a problem. I will get those. I'm actually, because of the car deals and everything else, and everything being restructured into a specialized trust, I was actually going to give them a new issue that is completely detailed with all the information I just spoke to you about, the proof of ownership and title and everything else. And so you'll have all those documents. And then, Lauren, I ask that you, because I'm running a simultaneous investigation, in case, you know, this isn't just a red truck mishap, and let's say there's a dirty banking going on here, not from Whitney's part, I'm talking about the USAA or the originating bank where the transfer originated from, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to give you my phone number. My phone number is 253-241-2008.
Okay.
And I'm Randall's lawyer.
What's your last name?
My last name, my full name, is Heather Ann, A-N-N. And then my last name, hyphenated. Okay, so Chuchi, T-U-C-C-I, hyphen, J-A-R-R-A, S is in Frank.
Okay.
So I will get those over to you. Where, Lauren, because I'm going to be, I've already got Mr. Cohen and his colleague's fax number so that they can receive all this documentation, plus the declaration saying it's a legit deal, everyone's got their property, and everything else you requested in this letter, the declaration. And then where do I send, where does Randy or I communicate with you? Do you have a file?
Well,
and the fax number we can send these to.
Well, the fax, I gave that to our customer. Of course, there was an issue, but let me give that to you. The bank is the glitch. It's 504-729-1324.
Okay, that's the fax number. And then is your phone number 504-729-1302?
Yes.
So if there's anything I come up, that I find in my investigation, Lauren, we'll get the paperwork to you that you requested immediately and more, okay? But anything I do find in this investigation, I'm going to keep Mr. Cohen and his organization as well as you informed real time.
Okay. Sounds good.
That way you can handle the fraud department or whatever you're at. What do you think? Is that correct?
Correct.
And what office or department are you in?
I'm in corporate security.
Perfect. Corporate security. So you'll keep the fraud department and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just deal directly with you then, Lauren.
Okay.
And Jonna, I'm gonna, if we concluded this and you have no more questions, then I'm gonna hop off the line so that I can finish up Randall's stuff and get it over to him so he can get back to you.
And I actually just received a call from USAA Bank, from True Brown. He begged for me to give him a call. Of course, I tried and, was forced to leave a message. Do you want
that? I think that